Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This song is an elite example of how bad popular music was in the late 90s. Shout out to all the people that enjoy Limp Bizkit. They're awful. You know, Fred Durst wore a backwards hat. Real cool, though. I mean, his resume for a stretch there was pretty damn unprecedented. I'll give him that. Terrible music, though. I want to check in with the folks in the stream. I got Mike Q first. Mike Q said, first, what up, everybody? What up, Mike? I was today years old when I found out White Brian's last name is Hawk. Am I saying that right, Brian? Hawk?
Hawk, but everyone gets it wrong.
Hauk. How would you pronounce that, Toby? H-A-U-C-K. H-A-U-C-H, rather.
Yeah, probably Hawk.
It's kind of like it reminds me of, clearing your throat.
A little bit, yes. That is exactly correct.
I am going to abstain, White Brian, from the very obvious joke that I bet a billion people have made about your last name. How many jokes have you heard about your last name since a young lady in Nashville went very viral?
Too many.
Yeah, I bet. And White Brian, are you actually keeping track of who's been first, like you claim you were going to?
Yeah, I have a spreadsheet going.
All right, update me. So, yo, Mike Q, first winner of the year. That should carry a prize, however nominal that may be.
Congratulations.
It doesn't, though, lest you be a lawyer. Who's on the list, Mike? Brian?
We have Techmark B, Chef Dre Boog, Comandante Tequila.
Brian, you sound so white when you read those names, dude.
He's got to live up to his name, James.
We got to restart the list, though. It's a new year.
Damn, so you're just going to... That's fine. Start it today. It's the 2025 list. I'm cool with that. How are you, Jeffrey?
I'm great, man. I can't complain.
I heard you want to lead off Bleep You Thursday, though.
Oh, yes, I do.
My man. I look forward to that. There were some wild situations in the text thread over the last 24 hours. Greenberg's joining us at 11. I've been getting these questions, so let's run through the Commanders playoff scenarios. Basically, as long as they win, they're the sixth seed. Like, it's that relatively simple. As long as they win, they're the sixth seed. And people are like, how? Because Green Bay...
Because they're already the sixth seed.
Right, they're currently the sixth seed. They have a tiebreaker over Green Bay in strength of victory, I believe. Or maybe it's NFC record.
Yeah, I think they have a better NFC record by a game or two.
Okay, so as long as they win, they're the sixth seed. There is a path. Should they not win to still be the sixth seed, but it requires Green Bay to lose to the Bears?
That's not happening.
What is the line in Bears-Packers? It's got to be 15?
I think it was 10.5 when I looked. I think it's 10.5. There's some huge lines.
Have you seen the Ravens-Browns number?
17.5. Also,
it's now at 18.
I know they're not playing anybody, but the Chiefs are 10.5-point dogs.
I kind of want to take them. The Bucs are 13.5-point favorites over the Saints. Ravens are 18-point favorites over the Browns. This is kind of interesting. I assume the Bills are starting Trubisky?
I think so.
Because they're 2.5-point favorites in New England. Packers are 10-point favorites at home. I would think Green Bay's playing people.
Yeah, they're playing people. Yeah. They don't have Jaire Alexander for the rest of the year, but that's kind of expected. It's been kind of weird what's going on up there. No one could figure out whether he was hurt or not. Now he's going to have knee surgery. He's done, but they're going to play their guys.
Commanders 5-point favorites in Dallas. Broncos 10-point favorites over the Chiefs.
That's just such a weird line to see, right?
Yeah.
I know they're not going to be playing Mahomes and some of these guys, but still, I mean, it's a divisional game. Maybe it's Carson Wentz's redemption game. Maybe he goes off.
I kind of think he will, dude. I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy. But as long as Washington wins, they're the sixth seed, and they are almost definitely playing the Rams, right?
Yeah, if the Rams win, which they have the toughest game of all the teams.
Well, aren't they sitting Stafford?
I think so, yes. Well, yeah, so Jimmy G is going to be starting there. So maybe they could end up playing the Buccaneers, because right now, the way that things shape up, if the Rams win, which they have the toughest game against the Seahawks, which who knows what's happening with the Seahawks, they're eliminated. So if they lose that one and then the Buccaneers win, then they would jump them, and then Washington would go to Tampa to kind of wrap things up once again, where they face them in week one and go down there again. But basically, the beautiful thing here is you win, you avoid Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Right? That's the main thing. Because Tampa or L.A. is whatever. You know, they're going to be a good opponent regardless, but you don't want to have to go to Philly on the road right away in the wild card round.
Dude, and I've said this as you were walking in, I know that Washington just beat Philly. Like, they just did. They could do it again.
Absolutely.
When they were up there on the Thursday nighter, they had the lead 49 minutes into the game, right? They could play with Philly, undoubtedly. But I think, for me, the absolute top matchup, and it's not, I don't want to say not even close, but I think the best thing that could happen would be get a chance at Tampa again. I think this team, you know, wild card weekend is exponentially better and different than they were week one down there.
Oh, big time.
And I think the opportunity to get that back, for Jaden to go back to Tampa, would really be really pretty cool. I also think, I'm going to be dead honest about something. I think, who's calling plays for Atlanta?
Robinson.
Robinson, right. So Robinson with Atlanta and Sonny Kellen Moore, whoever you want to call for Philly.
Big Dom,
sure. In the second half of both those games, the Saquon and then Bijan got shut down. Both those offenses were stupid and also went away from them.
Correct.
Like in the second half of the Atlanta game, Bijan got 4 carries. He had 82 yards at halftime.
Yeah.
I know Sean McVay, like, personally, and I know he's not that dumb, and I think Kyren Williams would be a real, real problem. And I think that Rams offensive line gets going pretty good. I think McVay, of the potential coaches you have to face out of those three, McVay, Bowles, Sirianni, I think McVay is far superior to either. And listen, Washington could play with anyone, undoubtedly.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I think getting Tampa, getting a chance to go back where the season started, I think would be pretty damn cool.
Yeah, and regardless of where it is, they're going to have some good storylines. Obviously,
sure,
if they play Philadelphia, it's a third time. We get that. But if they play L.A. in L.A., that's a home game for Jaden, right? He's from that area, from California, so he's going to have people there. I think the big thing that I'm worried about, if you have to play Tampa, which, you know, you can counter some of that. Like you said, you're playing them a second time. Jaden, when he's played some teams the second time this year, he's played better when he played the Giants the second time. He played much better the second time he played the Eagles. You know, I know it's kind of different because we're talking September 8th was when they played Tampa, and now you're going to be playing like more than a couple months later at the end of the year. So it's a little bit different, but at the same point, you're seeing a defense again that you're familiar with. I'm just a little more scared. It's crazy to say this. Out of the three quarterbacks that you could play, I don't know that I want to play Baker. Like, the way that he's cooking, that offense is rolling, and they've also got their running game going a little bit with Bucky Irving. You know, regardless, like you said, they can face anybody, and they can beat anybody. But I would probably prefer L.A., but the point about McVay is very smart there, where McVay, you feel like, is going to understand how to win, and they've got the weapons to do it. And the only reason I would feel a little bit confident there is Stafford just isn't quite the same, and he's always trying to give you the ball. If you take advantage of that, I think they can score against any of these defenses.
Of those three, Stafford, assuming it's Hurts, or Baker? Baker's the one that scares you the most?
Baker.
Really?
They're rolling, man. Their offense is a juggernaut right now.
Yeah, I mean, I'm aware. But they just laid an egg 2 weeks ago.
Yeah,
it happens. It looked awful in Dallas.
It happens, and I mean, the Rams are playing well.
And, dude, you want to talk about picks. Mayfield's thrown 15 picks.
Well, he throws them too, but, like, the thing with Stafford is he's not the Stafford that won a Super Bowl.
It doesn't look as explosive for that Rams offense.
Yeah.
And Kupp, oddly, is doing nothing for them.
Yeah.
I think Puka would be a damn problem.
Puka's their number one, and either way, you're going to have to deal with a legitimate running game, right? Kyren Williams.
So you vote L.A.?
I would vote L.A.
Okay. Landfill, where are you voting? What do you think the best possible matchup is for Washington?
L.A.
You also fear Baker.
Yeah.
I think you guys sleep on McVay.
The only thing here, JP, is like I almost look at the defenses because regardless of what offense you face, they're going to have the advantage like against this defense. But if you look at a Rams defense, which their stats are fine, but like they don't have an A.J. Terrell that they're going to be able to deploy on Terry. So Terry theoretically should be able to have a really good game. And I don't know that many people outside of their first-round pick and second-round pick this year with Verse and Fisk can name another dude on that Rams defense. That's not to say that they're not a good defense, but I think when you look at, do I want to face Antoine Winfield and those guys, or would I rather face a Rams defense? I don't know. I think I would take my chances against the Rams, not taking anything away from them, because they're still a decent unit. But I think regardless of who you face, it's going to have to be, you're going to have to outscore them. Because
I agree with that. I mean, even the last two wins, right, against playoff tier opponents in Philly and Atlanta, it's a race to 40.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Jeffrey, who you want?
I'm not going to lie, JP. For real,
you want Philly.
I was about to say, if they don't have Jalen Hurts, I want Philly.
What if they have him?
I'd take the Bucks.
Neil Greenberg joins us at 11.